As 2018 comes to a close and we look back at local politics, we of course have to talk to Ypsilanti's now former mayor. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is Amanda Edmonds, who was recently replaced by Beth Bichert after choosing not to run for re-election. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
How is life outside of politics for you so far?
It's lovely, actually. I mean, it's definitely a shift, but it is lovely to have, a little bit more control over my schedule and who I am and what I say, and it not being as closely criticized and scrutinized in every word and action.
You were mayor of Ypsilanti for 4 years, correct?
I was, yes.
Looking back, what motivated you to run in the first place?
Well, you know, I felt like Ypsilanti was at a really crucial point where we needed to look forward at how to be an inclusive community, at where Ypsilanti would develop, how it would develop economically, particularly with the economic pressure of neighboring Ann Arbor becoming more and more expensive and space becoming more of a premium. And I thought that it was really important that someone who had an eye to all of those things, to looking at equity, to looking at sustainability, to looking at and really caring about local business, diverse local business, over any other type, was an important vantage point for the person taking us through those 4 years that have just ended.
As you look back at those 4 years, what would you cite as some of your accomplishments for the city of Ypsilanti?
Well, I'm actually really proud of our commercial districts, our DDA districts, Michigan Avenue, West Cross Street, and downtown Depot Town area. I mean, we really made some great progress on long vacant buildings, buildings that were eyesores to everyone around them, to everyone who passed through, and several of which that had been empty and even quite derelict, like the Smith Furniture Building downtown, for decades. So working through my role in the DDA, and I had served previously for 4 years on the DDA before being mayor, and working with other city staff and great community partners and new owners, most of whom are already in this community, dedicated to this community, to either Ipsy or to Washtenaw County, you know, we were able to bring a bunch of these buildings back online, and they're filled with more local businesses, more diverse local businesses and nonprofits, et cetera. So I'm really proud of that very physical and visible transformation. There are very few vacant spots anymore in our commercial districts. And again, they're local businesses providing great services and goods to both our community and to visitors.
Was there anything that surprised you or you weren't expecting about being mayor of Ypsilanti?
Oh, there is so much learning that it's hard to put it into any short statement. But one thing I've been reflecting on lately is that, you know, you have a tremendous amount of voice, right? When you have the political and social capital that having a fancy title in front of your name affords. Yet at the same time, especially in the last couple of years, in the place our country is at, the tone our country has right now, in some ways, I often felt really silenced. And that's so ironic. And I don't want to really say that because I recognize the tremendous place of privilege I came from while having that title. So it's an interesting irony that that because of, I think, the tone of our country and the allowance of a tremendous degree of bullying, et cetera, I often felt like I couldn't say what I really wanted to say, and particularly about how I learned things works in a pretty unfortunate way on the back end, how much the old boys network is still at work.
Really?
And that was probably the most disappointing thing, was to learn just how predominant that culture is. And I'm not talking about specifically and just in the city of Ipsy politics, et cetera, but we interact as a city, as a mayor, with many different levels of government and people in elected office. And I found very much that was disappointingly still really prevalent. And the struggle that I had was, and really the silence, again, in this contrast to this extreme place of privilege I was in, is that I believe deeply in Michelle Obama's lesson of when they go low, we go high. And I was dedicated to that from the campaign on. And what that meant was that there were really ugly things happening behind the scenes that I didn't feel okay talking about because they come off too easily as sort of slander and attacks and et cetera. And I believe in praising in public and, you know, criticizing in private. And so I really struggled with, and I've actually talked to a number of other women in office who have felt the same way about not bringing up sort of the ugliness happening in the back because you don't want to go low and you don't believe in that. You know, it's about how you carry yourself as a elected official, as an elected leader, as much as what you do. And so struggling with how to sort of speak truth to power, so to speak, yet not be going low in other ways and people who are, say, attacking me or attacking others, and not joining in on that sort of an attack, accuse mentality, yet that meaning that sort of the public didn't know about all sorts of sort of things going on the back end or really despicable actions, et cetera. That was a really, really difficult balance. And I'm still thinking a lot about that because that's something we have to face as our culture, right? You also have to face, you know, when you bring up real fact-based things sort of happening, you know, what happens is you just get bullied that much more or attacked that much more. And that was something I really struggled with.
Silence, you know, seems like such a strong word, though. Talking to Amanda Edmonds, just recently stepping down as mayor of Ypsilanti. So here's your chance. What would you? Was there anything else you'd want to say? You want to share? Now you're out of office. Here's your platform.
I'm still thinking about, you know, how best to sort of speak, you know, kind of speak truth to power, so to speak, about what happened, and it, not what happened, any specific thing, but in general, sort of the patterns that I saw, the culture that I saw. You know, and I want to really thoughtfully reflect on it and figure out how best to put words to it in a way that serves our community and serves other going forward, right? I mean, I could say plenty of things I feel, you know, angry or bitter about, et cetera. That doesn't help anyone. So it's really about thinking about and stepping back. And I'm looking for some further time to step back and reflect to figure out how best to serve our community and serve our broader democracy by sharing kind of the experience I've had and what I've learned and what it can mean for what we need to do going forward.
What would that look like? Are you going to write a book? Would you run for office again?
I don't know what that will look like. It could look like a lot of different things. I mean, I think I'd like to do some writing and some further speaking at different points, and I don't know exactly what form that will take. Right now, I'm ready to be a private citizen for a little while and have a rest.
And you're doing some artistic things as well.
I am. I've been able to this year sort of rekindle something I put on hold since I started running for office, which is a arts business. And so I've been doing a lot of illustrating, laser cutting, and selling at local fairs. And that's been actually really therapeutic for me and really fun to get back to sort of that part of myself that in many ways I had to put on hold.
And we'll put a link to your, is that an Etsy account?
I do have an Etsy site and the AMEPIX shop, AMEPIX shop on Instagram. So yeah, there's lots of ways people can follow that part of
my share that with when we put this on the website at WEMU.org. Talking to Amanda Edmonds, try to keep a positive. I get what you're saying about what you want to do and how you want to help people. But I have to ask you about the big controversy over the trip to China involving Water Street. Is that over? Or we're done with that investigation now?
I mean, there's nothing more, as we know, as I know, so there's nothing more unless something more happens. So,
knowing what you know now, would you have done something differently?
Well, knowing what I know now, again, I trusted our staff. I trust our legal counsel. I trust our city manager. So it's hard to look back and say, should I have not trusted the people we you know, have and employ to be the experts in this? I mean, I of course, think about that many different times. I felt like I asked a lot of questions and I trusted the people. So it's a question of whether I should not trust anymore. And that's something I'm still sort of thinking about.
Will you be staying in the Ypsilanti area?
At this moment, we're staying in the Ypsilanti area. There might be some international opportunities. But right now I'm consulting full time. So I have my own consulting business and I'm working statewide right now in my you know, area of my professional work, which is around food systems, nonprofit organizations, food policy. So doing professional work in that area full time.
I'm sure we haven't heard the last of Amanda Edmonds, outgoing mayor of the city of Ypsilanti. Thank you so much for talking to us, and happy holidays and happy new year.
Thank you. You too, Lisa.